a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and we've made it to Friday. It's the 10th day of July already. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 78 degrees.
Light traffic, no crashes to start our drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
More protests in Salt Lake City last night, and the governor had to declare an emergency before things settled down.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a group of a couple hundred protesters began gathering here at the Salt Lake County DA's office a few hours after DA Sim Gill ruled officers were justified in using deadly force when Bernardo Palacios Carbajal was shot and killed back on May 23rd. The group chanted that they were going to stand up and fight back as they plastered the street, sidewalk, and the building with red paint. Salt Lake City Police declared the protest to be unlawful once windows were broken at the building. At that time, they dispersed the crowd, and in the process, a few officers were injured as they reportedly were hit with pepper spray. Additionally, Governor Herbert declared a state of emergency closing the Capitol building. That's going to remain in place until midnight on Monday. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV's Andrew Adams continues our live team coverage with more on what led to last night's unrest.
All started with District Attorney Sim Gill walking through his office's investigation and a timeline of events. On May 23rd, someone called police to report they had been robbed at gunpoint. As officers arrived, they got word that a different person had been robbed at gunpoint as well. Police found 22-year-old Palacios Carbajal, who ran away. Gill says the officer's decision to use deadly force didn't come until it was confirmed he had a gun.
Former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says now we have to ask what it's going to take to prevent protests from turning violent in the future.
In order to resolve this issue, we need to say, how are we going to ensure that incidents like people are upset about in Salt Lake City and across the country, how are we going to ensure they don't happen tomorrow?
We'll get more from current Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown in a live interview coming up at 8:15 on Utah's Morning News.
Some small business owners say the state's coronavirus restrictions have gone too far. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports they also held a protest last night.
Robin Openshaw lives in Park City and founded Green Smoothie Girl. She thinks all the restrictions the state slapped on companies to stop a virus with a very low death rate is killing small businesses.
We've lost 15% of our jobs in the first wipeout of our businesses, and many of these restaurants in Park City have not reopened 2.5 months later. And so if we get shut down again, we're literally going to say goodbye to small businesses in Utah.
That's why she organized a protest outside the Salt Lake Health Department last night. About 100 people showed up, many of them also frustrated by what they see as unconstitutional mask mandates. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
It's not just new cases escalating in the pandemic. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. COVID-19 deaths are setting single-day records in Sunbelt states as the pandemic rolls across the nation. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey now orders restaurants to be less than half full.
So you're safer at home. If you're not at home, you're safer outside.
Daily U.S. deaths began climbing a week ago, now approach 1,000 a day. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The young black man found hanged in front of the Lancaster, California City Hall was a suicide, according to a new investigation. They found Robert Fuller had been treated for suicidal thoughts and bought the rope himself. Sheriff Alex Villanueva on those insisting it was a lynching.
They're just pursuing their own political agendas.
Fuller died 1 month ago today. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio helped paint Black Lives Matter along Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower yesterday.
Because there is no America without Black America.
President Trump, who no longer lives there, said the city should spend the money fighting crime instead. And flood watches are up along the mid-Atlantic and New England as Tropical Storm Fay races up the seaboard. Landfall is later today or tomorrow. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Teams of cadaver dogs and rescue divers are combing a California lake looking for 33-year-old Glee actress Naya Rivera, who went missing on the lake while boating with her son this week. ABC's Leanne Sutter has more.
A heartbreaking scene captured on security cameras. Rivera and her four-year-old son arriving at the lake, walking out to the pontoon boat they had rented for their tragic trip. Investigators say when she didn't return to the dock, workers searched the lake, finding her son asleep on the boat in his life jacket alone. The authorities say the actress and singer had been boating on the lake before and say they do not suspect foul play.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Triple-digit temperatures on their way for parts of the Beehive State this weekend.
We're at the point now where we're going to be talking about excessive heat in parts of our state, the southeast, and Utah's Dixie for this weekend as temperatures there get up to near the 110 range, so about as hot as we get in the summertime for St. George. And for the Wasatch Front, we're talking about temperatures near 100 and tomorrow and Sunday as well.
Grant says the heat sticks around as we start next week, with highs on Monday at about 98 for the Wasatch Front. Then it looks like we cool slightly into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Coming up on KSL, what it was like on the first day of practice at the NBA's bubble in Florida.
And KSL traffic.
Well, just making sure that everything's open at 5600 West and 21st South, where we had eastbound lanes closed last night. Does look like some traffic's getting through there now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:06.
The voices of news and thoughtful conversation.
David Nujanovic at 9.
Boyd Matheson at 11.
And Lee Lonsberry at 1.
These are your all-day companions for news on KSL News Radio.
I'm excited to tell you guys about my incredible experience with Serta Pro Painters. See, I was looking at changing the outside of my house. I hated the colors and I needed a change. So I called Serta Pro to give me an estimate, but more importantly, I needed a consultation. And that's one of my favorite things about Serta Pro. They will come out to your house, as they did mine. They drove around the neighborhood to get a feel for what colors would match, and it was a home run. So let me encourage you guys to have them come out to your house. Do that on-site estimate. But they're sensitive to coronavirus, and they can do remote estimates as well. Now, this isn't just for your home. They do commercial projects as well. Schedule that free estimate online today at SertaPro.com. And make sure you spell Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people right there in your community. Serta Pro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting.
How about some sports this morning at 5:07? The final eight teams have arrived in Orlando ahead of the NBA's restart. Scheduled for July 30th, ESPN's Malika Andrews says six teams have had their first practice already, including the Jazz.
The players that were arriving on Tuesday have now cleared their 48-hour quarantine and registered two negative tests, which means that they were able to practice. And one of the teams that was able to go through a full practice was the Orlando Magic. We spoke to Nikola Vucevic afterwards, and he just said it felt so good to get back out there on the court, especially in light of the fact that he felt like he was talking to his walls a little bit the past couple of days because there was no one else around.
We know that feeling.
Yeah, that's true. Meanwhile, there's not a ton of optimism in Major League Baseball that the shortened season will start on time or be completed. ESPN's Buster Olney has more.
I'd put it at around 30 to 40%, and to get through the season, I still think 0%. It's interesting because clearly there are teams that have had real issues and canceled workouts, the Nationals, the Giants, the Athletics. Most of the teams I talk to are saying, you know what, it's going pretty well. Like the testing results are coming back. We're getting our work in. Things are going okay. The ones that get the most attention, of course, are the teams that are having the issues.
Yeah. Hmm. So many question marks, and yesterday college football was also thrown into that mix with the Big Ten saying, you know what, we're only going to play conference games. So instead of 11 or 12 games, they're going to play 10.
Don't you think the rest of the conferences are going to fall in line then?
Because there's a domino effect.
You know?
Any of their conference games in the Big Ten, Ohio State, one of the big marquee matchups was going to be Ohio State taking on Oregon in a non-conference game, which affects then the Pac-12. And you look at teams on the outside of a conference situation like the
BYU.
Cougs, half their season might be lost if all of the Power 5 teams decide to just stick with conference play. I don't know what happens in those cases, but so many question marks. And we're going to talk in a minute about high school sports, too, I know. But we'll take a quick look right now at how the roads are doing out there first thing this morning. Things looking a little bit slow on that UDOT camera that I'm looking at, and it doesn't give me any reference to where we're actually looking. But let's see what's happening out there. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy Farnsworth, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Well, overnight they closed eastbound 21st South at 5600 West to do continue some bridge work. They did westbound the night before. Last night it was eastbound, and then they dropped westbound down to one lane. Now, it looks like they're still pulling off the westbound lane restrictions, although you can still go through. But it does look like eastbound has reopened from overnight road work. Been keeping an eye up in Davis County as well, where they've been dropping I-15 down to a single lane in between Roy and Layton. Right now, I do see barrels still out on the freeway, but I haven't seen any slowdowns in either direction, at least yet, maybe just because traffic volumes aren't that high yet. Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. There, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today and let Wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And if you thought yesterday was hot, well, hold on, today's going to be even hotter. Back to you, Grant.
Sunny, hot temperatures today and tomorrow as well. 97 degrees this afternoon. More sunshine, 99 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, I noticed the flags were turning and headed north, which means we got a south wind. And that always means things are going to be warm. You don't have to wait long to figure that out. 77 downtown.
You were talking about high school sports. As much as we love high school football here in Utah, and we certainly do, yeah, in Texas, it's sort of a religion.
Well, that's where Friday Night Lights comes from.
Yes, right. We're going to talk with Jim Ryan in a moment from Texas and talk about the decision they're making there about high school football. More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us. That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Napa, we've stopped thinking outside the box. Instead, we're thinking inside the bucket. The $2.99 Napa bucket, to be exact. When you fill those bad boys with auto parts, you can get 20% off three or more items that fit inside. No overthinking required. Just get your bucket, fill it up, and save 20%. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 7/31/20.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We already have the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line up and running for you this morning. So when you can, reach out, let us know you're there, and join the conversation this morning here at 575-00. KSL News Time, 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a group of a couple hundred protesters doused the Salt Lake County District Attorney's office with red paint yesterday and also broke a few windows before police were able to disperse the crowd. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, two games have been cut from the BYU football schedule. The Big Ten will play conference games only this season, so Minnesota and Michigan State will not play the Cougars this fall.
Third, let's see what's happening on the roads out there this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Still looking at some slowing over on the 201 freeway near 5600 West. It does appear eastbound lanes are open, and they're in the process of reopening some westbound lane restrictions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's a hot one out there, sunshine 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 77 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Arizona is considered one of the world's biggest coronavirus hotspots. More than 30% of all people being tested there are coming back positive. But ABC's Matt Gutman in Arizona says the testing process is plagued with problems.
In car after car, the nation's COVID testing crisis on full display in Phoenix. A public health failure stretching as far as the horizon. Three generations of Kiana Cole's family parked in that line before 1 a.m.
Is it worth spending a night in a car with an 80-year-old? Yes?
I say yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, because it's our lives, you know, and the lives of our families that we have to protect.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey's limited restaurant capacity to less than 50%, but many say he should shut them down completely. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease doctor, told 538's Podcast 19, some parts of the country reopened too quickly.
In some of the states, the governors or the mayors essentially jumped over the guidelines and the checkpoints and opened up a little bit too soon.
In a new ABC News Ipsos poll, 67% of those polled say they disapprove of the president's handling of the pandemic. That same number disapproves of his handling of race relations. Thursday night, the president was critical of the Supreme Court, which ruled Thursday he did not have absolute immunity from state criminal subpoenas.
In a wide-ranging interview with Fox News, President Trump insisted that any president should be immune from state prosecutors. Regarding coronavirus, the president said he provided ventilators and personal protective equipment to New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
And then he throws a big Black Lives Matter sign right down in the middle of Fifth Avenue.
As for campaign rival Joe Biden,
he doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Flash flood watches in effect for seven states as Tropical Storm Fay moves off the coast of New Jersey. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Sports is a real passion everywhere, but particularly in Texas. High school football is the ultimate obsession in the Lone Star State. An announcement from the superintendent of schools in Dallas, there would likely be no football this year, sent shockwaves across the state.
Joining us live is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Tell us more about this announcement, Jim.
Well, it wasn't so much an announcement as it was an interview and thinking out loud on the part of Dallas Independent School District Superintendent Michael Hinojosa. He says he doesn't see how there could possibly be a 2020-2021 high school football season here in Texas, given that it is a contact sport, given that these kids are out there huffing and puffing, and that anything they're likely to pass is going to be passed to each other and then to their parents at home, their grandparents potentially. So that's at least his speculation. That the organization that governs Texas high school football sports has not given its firm recommendation one way or the other. It has issued a tentative schedule for the coming football season. It's given recommendations on how practices might safely be held. But the clock is ticking, Matt. They've got just a few more weeks until two-a-days are to start here in Texas. High school football practices are to get underway. You're talking about 150,000 kids who are involved in the programs here.
Yeah, I referenced a minute ago the Friday Night Lights television show, and that whole saying in general comes from Texas. There's a reason why college football programs recruit a lot from Texas these days. As they go forward, are they getting input from parents? You mentioned the parents. This goes beyond just the football athletes themselves.
You're right, yeah. Parents will have some say in that. They can, you know, petition the University Interscholastic League, which is the governing body, one way or the other. But it's up to the UIL ultimately to decide whether football will be played here. And you're right. Some of the top 100 recruits from colleges all over the country, they come down here every year looking at these kids who are playing these games. One kid, Miles Garrett, played with my son here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A college scout came in by helicopter one night at a Friday game to see him play.
So who is the ultimate, you said the UIL, I'm thinking, yes. We just recently had an announcement from the Utah High School Activities Association that we would go forward with sports in the school year. So is parents give input, this superintendent gives input, but who is the deciding body?
It's the UIL. This is made up of, it's a governing body that handles all high school sports in the state, not just football, but it also handles things like band competitions and, you know, the poetry contest, this sort of thing. But it does govern also high school football here in Texas. It will have the final say on whether a season can be played safely and will be played at all.
And, of course, all this is happening right now with the backdrop of the numbers that continue to increase, not just in cases, but in deaths down there.
Yeah, fatality counts are on the rise. Hospital beds are starting to run short in some places. So that's really the tragic backdrop for this entire decision. But, you know, it's not just fun and games. We're talking about some kids' college futures.
We just had our governor mandate that masks be worn in school for this upcoming school session. Have you had anything like that for your upcoming school session?
Well, yeah, if kids are in school, if they're in a brick-and-mortar campus, then they'll have to wear masks. But parents are also being given the option of having their kids learn remotely. So they may continue either by Zoom or some video conferencing app, or actually go into the classroom and physically sit there. If they're there in the classroom, they will have to wear masks.
All right, Jim. Unfortunately, this is a decision that's being weighed not just in Texas, but all over the country. But is a big deal down there, I'm sure. We appreciate your coverage this morning. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joining us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Just a little past 5:19. Let's check your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, I'm not seeing any delays on the freeways right now. Speeds have been pretty good so far into and out of Salt Lake City on I-15. Haven't had any big delays over on the west side of the valley. Looks like they've opened up eastbound 201 at 5600 West. It may be a little slow as you navigate through the work zone, but you are able to get through, so that overnight construction closure has finished. Don't see any slowing on I-15 in Layton, Clearfield, and Kaysville, where we've got some construction going on. They had the freeway down to a single lane. I still see some barrels around Center Street in Clearfield, but everything else looks like it's all opened up. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators. They can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check in with Grant first thing this morning, see what that 7 day looks like.
Heating up in time for the weekend. We get sunshine today. High temperatures topping out at 97 degrees. Tomorrow, 99 in the sunshine and 100 Sunday. Mostly sunny skies, so some extra hot weather coming away here for the weekend. Sunshine Monday, also hot, 98. And then it backs down to more seasonal stuff. Tuesday, only 93 and mostly sunny skies. 94 Wednesday, sunshine. Back up to 99 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it's warm, 77 degrees.
Give us a couple of minutes. We'll check in with Sean Michael Lyle ahead. You may say, yeah, I wear a mask, but you've probably seen the same things I have, where people sometimes have it around their chin or their nose is exposed. And we went out to dinner last night, and I thought about the servers and the cooks that are wearing those masks all day long, 8-9 hours a day while they work. Tough stuff. We'll talk about doing it the right way as we go off the radar with Sean coming up next. So stay right there.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and my friends at Burt Brothers Tire and Service, they've been doing it better now for over 29 years. And as they celebrate their anniversary, they're adding an instant $50 rebate to any of their already great offers. There's never been a better time to save big. Only at Burt Brothers, where you can get up to $250 off a select set of four Goodyear tires and up to $140 off any four eligible Firestone tires. That's an extra $50 instant anniversary savings with your Burt Brothers card all through the month of July. And when you use that Burt Brothers card, you get $10 off every oil change, 5% off service, labor, cashback rewards, interest-free financing for 6 months. Burt Brothers credit card card, it truly is the best way to save and pay. And don't put off those repairs. Don't put off getting the tires during the anniversary sale. This is the perfect time. Go to BurtBrothers.com. Doing it better since 1991.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
If you must mask up, do it the right way. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, now that face masks are mandated for back to school in Utah, students will have to do it with style.
Shout out to Adidas.
You can feel the boots.
Do something with Under Armour.
Adidas, boy.
All the sports apparel companies have branded face coverings, although they cost a little more. Adidas has a variety of logo masks ranging from $17 to $20. Under Armour's sports mask is $30. While your cheek can show the Reebok brand for $20, Nike has a variety of offerings, including the three-pack for $28 in black, pink, or white. Sites like wristband.com have a wide range of statement and theme masks for the fashion-conscious student. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Can you imagine the money that's being made right now?
Well, it's cheaper than the shoes.
Well, that's true.
And all I can say for somebody who wears glasses is, you know, anyone that doesn't let the air up is better for somebody that wears glasses. Or you have to set your glasses on top.
Yeah, they need that. They all need that little nose pinch on the top.
That is better. Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
But I wonder how many people actually, and maybe more women than men are worried about this, but color coordinate their mask with whatever they're wearing for the day.
I'm sure some do, but I could care less. I just don't want the air getting up or it fogs up your glasses.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. All right, watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Americans are dropping their debt rapidly during the coronavirus recession. The Federal Reserve reports credit card debt plunged by $24 billion in May and is now below $1 trillion for the first time in 3 years. Way to go, Americans.
Wonder how many took that stimulus and just plopped it down on a card.
Yeah.
That'd end up in a hurry. Between Brexit and the coronavirus pandemic, some analysts say the economy of the United Kingdom is more like Turkey and Mexico than France and Germany. Bank of America says it's time to treat the British pound as an emerging market currency, as it is small and shrinking.
Wow, that's hard to imagine. The NASDAQ composite hit an all-time high yesterday for the third time this week. The index closed up 0.5%, while the Dow lost nearly 1.5%.
Yeah, we are still above that 10,000 mark, and record, seems like anyway, record territory almost on a daily basis. The Dow down about 78 points on the futures right now. The S&P is off by just 7. The NASDAQ also down, but again, only by 7 points. Gold continues to gain ground, which is not a surprise, up about $10.40 an ounce.
Sometimes I have a hard time remembering what day it is, Monday through Thursday, but I always seem to remember it is Friday.
Funny how that happens.
It's Friday. We'll check your drive-in if you're headed in this morning. That's next on Utah's Morning News.
You've saved and invested for retirement. That's a great start, but it's what you do with that money that really matters. How could you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement? How could you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits? And how do you ensure you don't run through your entire life savings far too soon? Get the answers to these questions and more on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
529 means another peek at how the roads are doing to start this Friday. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Let's get back to Andy Farnsworth.
And looking good on our freeways early this morning into Salt Lake City. We've got traffic a little bit busy over on the west side where they're finishing up construction at 21st South, 5600 West. It does look like all lanes are open now in both directions from the overnight closure. And that's pretty much it. No crashes early this Friday morning. Summer's here and it's hot outside. Get out of the heat. Stop by Ogden's Flooring and Design for the sizzling summer clearance. You'll find the lowest prices of the year. Ogden'sFlooring.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and we have another hot day in store. Let's check the forecast with you, Grant.
Heating up to 97 today. We get mostly sunny skies. It's a hotter day tomorrow, and for the weekend, up to near 100 and sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 77 degrees.
So far, so good on our freeways with overnight construction finished. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Graffiti and red paint remains in downtown Salt Lake City after last night's protest over a deadly police shooting.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a group of a couple hundred protesters began gathering here at the Salt Lake County DA's office a few hours after DA Sim Gill ruled that officers were justified in using deadly force when Bernardo Palacios Carbajal was shot and killed back on May 23rd. The group chanted that they were going to stand up and fight back as they plastered the street, sidewalk, and the building with red paint. And taking a look at the scene right now, there's still plenty of red paint all over the building. You have three or four broken windows and plenty of flyers. Yesterday, Salt Lake Police did come in and they dispersed the crowd after they got word that some of those windows were broken. Now, in the process, a few officers were injured. They were reportedly hit with pepper spray. Governor Herbert also declaring a state of emergency, closing the Capitol building. That's going to remain in place until midnight on Monday. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
An attorney for Bernardo Palacios Carbajal's family says a fleeing suspect should have been apprehended and prosecuted, not shot in the back. Brian Weber says police policy has got to change.
Institutional change from the bottom up, from the simplest police procedures all the way up to changes at the legislative level.
Weber says the family is planning to file a civil suit. We'll talk with Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown live at 8:15 today on Utah's Morning News.
That wasn't the only protest in Salt Lake last night. About 100 small business owners and others and their supporters rallied against the state's coronavirus restrictions. Green Girl Smoothie founder Robin Obenshaw feels politicians have been silent as companies keep shutting down.
We work 60 and 70 hours a week. We have whole entire years where we don't take a salary from our businesses. And to be wiped out like this with no thought, with the health department, the governor, the legislators won't even show up. They won't even show up to address us.
Some who spoke at last night's event outside the Salt Lake Health Department also called mask mandates unconstitutional.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City School District has a different plan from many others around the state for the start of the school year next month. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says if things stay the way they are right now, students won't be back in class at all.
District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin says this plan was put together with input from parents and educators.
Last spring, no one had time to plan, but we do have some time to, you know, optimize as much as we can going into the fall.
Under the plan, all learning will be online if Salt Lake City remains in an orange condition as designated by the state. If things improve to yellow, students will be divided into groups. Some will attend class on different days of the week and do online learning activities the rest of the time. And everybody will have to wear masks at school. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Is it safer to send kids to school on the bus or some other way? A new report says in Utah, it's pretty safe either way.
In this report card, we are actually showing that we're making a real concerted effort to protect our kids.
It's a study that comes out every couple of years that ranks states on providing ways to get students to school by walking or biking. Dr. Brett McIff with the Utah Department of Health says Utah always ranks as one of the healthiest states, and we rank high here too.
But we're doing just the same when it comes to that environment for walking and biking to school.
McIff says because of this and now COVID, it might make sense to go retro.
It was so common in the mid-60s. We had 50% of the population walking to school. It was great. Right now, we're down to about 11%.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Is it time to retreat from reopening? KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, leading health experts calling for hotspot states to shut down as coronavirus escalates and deaths have begun to climb again. Dr. Tony Fauci says those states didn't follow White House Task Force guidelines.
Some states skipped over those and just opened up too quickly.
He named Florida in particular for skipping over checkpoints for reopening. A Southern California security guard held on $1 million bail in the shooting death of a man at a grocery store who was not wearing a face mask. Umair Hawkins charged with murder in Gardena.
Ended up getting killed by a coward. Shooting him in the back.
The victim was not a customer, but was waiting for help to change a flat tire. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley told a House committee yesterday they can't confirm Russia paid bounties to the Taliban to kill Americans.
If we did, there'd be a different response, too.
He and Defense Secretary Esper testified to the Armed Services Committee. They're continuing to investigate that claim. And Michael Cohen back in prison. The former personal attorney for President Trump refused parole conditions during a meeting in New York yesterday. He was taken away in handcuffs. He had been under home arrest for a financial fraud conviction. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, a triple-digit weekend for much of the Beehive State. St. George could reach 111 on Sunday, and we'll get highs near 100 here along the Wasatch Front.
Folks outside just need to take caution in the afternoon hours if you're doing work outside. We know the drill, right? We got to drink extra water, find the shade, find ways to cool down, and know the signs of heat exhaustion as we get hotter temperatures here in the afternoons for this weekend.
Grant's predicting that highs in St. George won't get below 107 within the next 7 days. Okay. Tuesday and Wednesday along the Wasatch Front should drop into the mid-90s.
All right, coming up on KSL, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff believes it is time to review military bases named after Confederate leaders.
And KSL traffic.
Speeds are good on our freeways early this morning. Traffic is very light out there. Overnight construction appears to have wrapped up everywhere. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Are your kids ready for masks all day, every day?
We want to make sure that our schools are a safe environment for our children.
Get the latest each day on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. It's all about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
It's about time someone offered you a complete custom bathroom designed for stylish independent living in just 3 days. It's about time someone offered you a written, unconditional 100% satisfaction guarantee on both their quality and craftsmanship. It's about time someone helped you design a safe and stylish bathroom with the luxury of a walk-in tub or the convenience of an easy entry shower. Whether you have an immediate safety need or you just want to prepare for an independent future in your own home, check them out on the web at 3daykitchen.com or call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free design consultation today. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. It's about time.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
As we start our morning, keeping an eye on a couple of protests overnight. One that left graffiti and red paint downtown Salt Lake City. Police had to, of course, keep an eye on that crowd most of the night last night. We'll have more as we continue throughout the morning.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says Confederate symbols within the military are divisive and could be offensive to black service members. General Mark Milley told the House Armed Services Committee yesterday it's time to take a hard look at some of those things.
The Confederacy, the American Civil War, was fought. And it was an act of rebellion. It was an act of treason at the time against the Union, against the Stars and Stripes, against the U.S. Constitution. And those officers turned their back on their oath.
President Trump has previously said he would never allow places like Fort Hood or Fort Bragg to be renamed.
Cast members of Walt Disney World in Florida preparing to open up their gates. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado is a professor of pediatrics at Stanford University. She says individual efforts will be key for visitors.
When you're going anywhere in the open with other people is to stay 6 feet apart from other families, to wear masks, to make sure you have hand hygiene gel, And if you use public bathrooms, be very careful about wiping surfaces before you go in and after you leave.
Some Disney parks in Florida set to reopen with new pandemic guidelines tomorrow.
You know, what she says reminds me of what our governor said yesterday. It really comes down to us.
Yeah.
It comes down to our efforts that we have to. It really is up to us. Do we have another spike here? Can we keep our businesses open? Well, how much do we wear masks? How seriously do we take it? How much do we wash our hands and use the hand sanitizer and make our kids do the same? It's down to us, really.
Yeah, and even those pushing back on the mandates are saying the same thing. Leave it up to us. Let us make that decision. For our families.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. If we're making the decision for our families, but it's affecting the whole state.
Yeah.
If some families don't make that decision, businesses are going to close. That's the bummer.
Nobody cares more about their kids than mom and dad, I'll tell you.
Right. Let's hope they make the right decision. KSL News Time now is 5:39. Let's get another look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And we head back over to the traffic center and say good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Amanda. And we start off, no crashes. That's nice for drivers early this morning. For those of you taking the freeways out and around, you're not going to see any more construction-related delays as we were earlier in the morning. But right now, looking good through the Ogden to Farmington stretch and the 201 freeway out in West Valley. No problems at all through Utah County, although up in Spanish Fork Canyon, you'll still see a little bit of slowing near the Diamond Fork Road turnoff as they're wrapping up some overnight road work there. That's just not a lot of traffic there. Every day, UTA's bus operators go the extra mile. Their unmatched dedication drives us forward and connects us all together. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's in the Weather Center. Very warm Weather Center this morning.
97 degrees today with mostly sunny skies, so it's heating up here in time for the weekend. Hotter tomorrow, up to near 100. We'll say 99, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're already 10 degrees warmer than we were yesterday at this time. 77 downtown.
Coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio, we'll have our weekly conversation with ABC News political director Rick Klein. Some new polls out about how Americans feel about the president's handling of the pandemic and more. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for waking up with KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Salt Lake City healthcare system embraces all veterans, no matter their age, race, gender, or sexual orientation. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, we highlight our care provided by a diverse group of employees honored to serve veterans with different backgrounds and experiences. We believe in treating everyone with respect, dignity, and fairness because we know that that connection makes us a better healthcare organization. To hear more about how VA Salt Lake City fosters diversity and inclusion in the workplace and beyond, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City healthcare system for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
My
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office was targeted by protesters last night who sprayed graffiti and dumped red paint in response to a deadly police shooting that was ruled as justified.
Second, Utah Jazz and a handful of other NBA teams have completed their first practice at the NBA's bubble in Orlando, Florida, where the season will restart in a few weeks.
Third, keeping an eye on your drive this morning, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Right now, if you're on I-15, the traffic is looking good. Got a little bit of slowing in Spanish Fork Canyon near the Diamond Fork Road turnoff, and that's because of road work that's continuing. Should be wrapped up here in the next 15, 20 minutes. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's a hot one out there, sunshine 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 77 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Kentucky is the latest state to require face masks in public places. That order from the governor takes effect today. It's due to an increase in COVID-19 cases. Masks are still not mandatory in some of the states with the biggest case numbers, like Arizona and Florida. More from ABC's Matt Gutman.
In Florida, more than 50 hospitals have zero ICU beds available. A graph by the New York Times showing a nearly 1,400% increase in average daily COVID cases compared to when Florida reopened about 2 months ago. And overnight, Miami-Dade school superintendent, the fourth largest school district in the country, telling ABC News, despite the governor's order, his schools will not reopen until the county enters phase two.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll finds 67% of people disapprove of President Trump's handling of the pandemic. Flash flood watches are in effect from Maryland to Massachusetts. Tropical Storm Fay is approaching southern New Jersey. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Let's go in depth now on that new ABC Ipsos poll that shows how Americans feel about President Trump's handling of the pandemic, as more than 3 million people are confirmed COVID-19 positive.
Joining us live is ABC News political director Rick Klein. What does the poll show, Rick?
Two-thirds of the country disapproves of the president's handling of COVID-19. A similar number disapproves of his handling of race. And striking to me is the numbers among independents are significantly lower than they've been. And even Republicans seem to be turning on the president's leadership. So some very striking numbers that might surprise people, given how strong the president's base has been throughout. To see these sort of numbers start to pile up suggests that the public is just, you know, almost on the verge of giving up on the president and his leadership at this moment.
Were there specifics in the questioning of the poll? And if so, what was asked of those that were questioned?
Well, the questions were pretty broad on the handling of race generally, although there were some questions about the support for the Confederate flag and symbolism, which was extremely low in this poll. I mean, there's almost no significant support for it. Most people are neutral, but if anything, they have very negative feelings. And, of course, the president staked a lot of his speech last week in Mount Rushmore on this idea of protecting Confederate monuments. That just doesn't have broad support. And I think, on the question of COVID-19, the one specific question we asked was whether it looks like the country is going too quickly or too slowly, and about 60% say too quickly in the way of reopening. And so the president has been pushing, even up through this week, to get the country reopened, and it just doesn't seem that the country is ready for that. I'm really scarred by the experiences of these last 3 or 4 months.
You know, I have this vision, and I'm sure it's completely naive and probably stupid, Rick, of Joe Biden and President Trump standing together, wearing masks, saying to the country, this is the right thing to do, and wondering what kind of an effect and whether lives might be saved by that gesture.
Well, the president has not been seen publicly with a mask since the beginning of this crisis. There was one scattered shot that was it seems to have leaked inadvertently that had him in a tour of a factory. But other than that, he hasn't done it. Now, Joe Biden wears them all the time, and he has made it a point of point of pride to say that this is something that you have to do these days. So I think that's a nice vision in your head, but I don't see it as a realistic one, not even just because the idea of political togetherness is out, but frankly, the president has not wanted to project that image. He's had ample opportunity to do so. He's had ample opportunity to just say, everyone wear a mask. He has not done that.
That leads me to a question with Amanda's vision of seeing the two standing side by side. Will we see that in debates this year, Rick?
That's a good question.
They've agreed to three, I think, but now there is even some New York Times opinion pieces that are saying they think Biden should just hold out until the president shows his taxes or not debate at all.
Yeah, I saw the op-ed piece. I don't put much credence in that. I don't think that's where the vice president is going to take his advice. There are on the books the three Commission on Presidential Debates and the one vice presidential debate, which I believe will be in Utah, according to the schedule. According to the both sides, it's possible, but we don't have moderators yet. We don't have format yet. There's a lot of ways it could fall apart. I do think it's more likely than not. I think Joe Biden has made clear he will do the debates no matter what, as long as those moderators get chosen at some point. But on the other side, President Trump has suggested that he may want to have some veto power over who the moderators are. He wants to be sure he's treated fairly. So we'll have to see what details come into place. But my expectation on today's facts is that, yes, we do have debates.
What do you see? I know I should let you go, but how do you see the voting itself taking place this November?
Yeah, that scares me, frankly. I'm very worried about the actual process of voting. We've seen so many states change the way that that voting is structured. We've seen it happen in a very haphazard way late in the process. And it's scary because a lot of the basics of voting under the best of circumstances, votes take a long time to vote or to count. And these are not going to be the best of circumstances. And you're going to have a president who's already seeking to undermine confidence in some of the voting. So it worries me quite a bit that the public isn't ready for the idea that we may not have a result on election night, the idea that the voting is changing in such a major way, that the way people vote, the opportunities for mail-in voting, all of that is changing. It's all happening against a very troublesome national backdrop.
Hmm. Fascinating, as always. Thank you, Rick. ABC News political director Rick Klein with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
It is 5:49, and that means it's time for us to get a look at how the roads are doing again. Brought to you by Mount America's Visa Double Rewards. Does look like there's quite a few people out on the roads this morning early.
Yeah, just in that one shot, though, Tim, because it looks pretty empty other than the 201 freeway. People were waiting for 5600 West and 201 to reopen. Now can sail through there without any worries. We've got great speeds on I-15 so far into and out of Salt Lake City, even in the areas where barrels might still be on the freeway. And just one little construction spot that still might slow you down, and that's in Spanish Fork Canyon, just west towards the Diamond Fork Road turnoff. It's for a couple of, maybe about a mile in each direction. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast, see how hot it's going to be. Back over to you, Grant.
Well, this is typically our hottest time of the year, and sure enough, we got a lot of hot temperatures in the forecast here. 97 today, sunshine. Tomorrow, 99 and mostly sunny, and 100 on Sunday, lots of sun, so extra hot for the weekend. 98 Monday, mostly sunny, sunshine Tuesday, 93, 94 Wednesday, sunshine, and 99 Thursday. More sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is 77 degrees downtown.
Markets have been down a little bit if we're looking at futures this morning. And my guess is we'll continue in that direction. But, of course, we'll follow it and have another peek at your money news coming up here in just a minute. So make sure you stay with us here on KSL.
America's favorite car show is making its Salt Lake City debut. The good guys are cruising into town and bringing three jam-packed days of hot rod and fun with the first Racetech Salt Lake Nationals July 17th through the 19th at the Utah State Fair Park. Bring the family and all your friends and check out thousands of the West's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, and decked-out trucks through 1987. Plus, don't miss the Great Salt Autocross Shootout Racing Competition. For the health and safety of all attendees, tickets are limited and are available online only at good-guys.com.
I gotta get to the car show.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've stopped thinking outside the box. Instead, we're thinking inside the bucket. The $2.99 Napa bucket, to be exact. When you fill those bad boys with auto parts, you can get 20% off three or more items that fit inside. No overthinking required. Just get your bucket, fill it up, and save 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 7/31/20.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. If you have a 20% off coupon from Bed Bath & Beyond, you'll want to take advantage of it soon. The retailer is closing 200 of its stores, and executives say they will not take the coupon once liquidation of inventory begins.
KSL Drives. People are clamoring to get on a buyer's list for the new 2021 Ford Bronco. The classic outdoor vehicle was built from 1966 to 1996 and gets top dollar among collectors.
I hope they've backed off of the idea of releasing the new model of the Bronco on the day of the chase of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that was commemorating that is not cool.
No, I don't think that attracts anybody to buy your new wheels. A new law in Hong Kong gives sweeping powers to authorities to regulate online content, and that could force many Silicon Valley tech companies out. Previously, Hong Kong guaranteed free internet to all.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. And the futures are down a little bit. Dow futures down 87. That's 0.3%. S&P futures down 8.8. That's about 0.3. NASDAQ futures down 22.7 after we've had some record play on the NASDAQ. And that's about 0.2%.
European markets were on the rise this morning. And usually that bodes well for our markets here. One of the things New York Times was reporting yesterday, that Lombardy region, that toughest hit part of Italy, was reporting no COVID cases their hospital. None.
They've done a great job in Europe. They've really come back in Europe, in most of the European countries.
So, and they were actually in the midst of the pandemic before we were. Let's hope we're on that same track, although the numbers don't indicate that right now. But if the virus behaves the way it has over there, maybe there's some good things coming for us. We'll keep an eye on it, of course, here on KSL. And we'll check your traffic and weather together just before the top of the hour.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
We've told you for a long time that our friends at Utah Community Credit Union have so many ways to make your life easier, but we'd like to introduce you to something new called Card App. It's a smartphone technology that unlocks the power of your UCCU credit card or debit card and puts it in the palm of your hand.
Have you ever had your card lost or stolen? Card App makes it so easy. You just pause or even cancel your card instantly right from your phone, and just as easily you can turn your card back on if you find it again.
So you can avoid the hassle of dealing with phone calls about suspicious activity on your account or the possibility of your card not working when you actually need to use it.
It also works easily with both Apple Pay and Google Pay. It even gives you insights to your spending. It gives you this graphical view of your spending by category.
You'll get unique alerts for every debit and credit card on your account and help on your children's debit cards as well, just to make it a little easier for them to make wise purchase decisions.
Go online to UCCU.com or just download the Card App.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle. a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Salt Lake investigators have spoken.
We conclude deadly force satisfies Utah state law.
So has the suspect's family. The debate over Utah police. Listen every morning to Utah's Morning News with Dave and Debbie, Boyd Matheson, and Lee Lonsberry. Utah's all-day companions for news on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy?
Right now, looking at the freeway, I-15 is rolling along into downtown Salt Lake City from both directions. No problems as of yet. Looks like you still have a little bit of slowing out on SR 138 near the Tooele Airport where we had the fire yesterday, although the road does appear to be open. We've got some slowing in Spanish Fork Canyon as well, although that's wrapping up as the construction is near Diamond Fork Road. Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today and let Wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
97 for a high today. It'll be 99 tomorrow, and we haven't changed our mind about the possibility, anyway, of triple digits coming away on Sunday. More of the forecast coming up.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.